Of course, it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. And happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are focusing on a memorable fight in the DRC.
Kim, let's begin with boxing. This evening, we celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Rumble in the Jungle, the classic clash in Kinshasa between Muhammad Ali and then world heavyweight champion George Foreman. The fight on October 30th, 1974, has been described as one of the greatest sporting events of the 20th century. Foreman entered the ring undefeated with 40 consecutive victories, and at 25, he was younger and stronger than the 32-year-old Ali. But Ali told his Hall of Fame trainer, the late, great Angelo Dundee, that he had a secret plan for Foreman. He would lean on the ropes and cover up, letting Big George punch him in the arms and body and sap Foreman's energy with what came to be known as Ali's rope-a-dope strategy. And Ali's plan worked. Foreman got tired, and Ali knocked him out with 2 seconds remaining in the eighth round. Angelo Dundee was in Muhammad Ali's corner 40 years ago in Kinshasa. Over the years, old Angelo delighted our Voice of America listeners with funny verbal jabs before he died in 2012 at the age of 90. Let's listen in again to Angelo as I ask him about the Rumble in the Jungle.
Hello.
Hey, Angelo.
Yeah.
This is Sonny Young from Voice of America.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
Angelo, reflect a little bit. What are your main memories of that fight in the former Zaire?
You know, it's such an event. You know, you get there and we're the good guys. You know, right there, Ali Boumaye. And he was like a hero there. And the Zaire people are so goddamn nice. It's a shame. You know, the country's having their problems. And everybody I met there was so congenial and nice. And the fun part of it was a guy named Chimpupu Chimpupu Wa Chimpupa. He was the PR guy.
Okay.
And he'd make us go. See, we were outside of Kinshasa. We were like 45 minutes away in the government complex called Nasseli. That's where they entertain all the African nations. And we all had villas facing the Congo River. And God forbid we said Congo River. It was supposed to get called the Zaire River. And we used to look forward to going to the gym every day. In fact, on my off duties, I used to train lizards. It made a good hit with the newspaper guys. When they came, it was a rainy day. We didn't go to the gym. And these lizards, these big lizards, we walking across like the banisters.
Right.
And I said, wait a minute, let me tell you what I did. And I said, see that lizard? I trained that sucker. Now watch, he's going to go 5 steps and do push-ups. You know, no matter where you go, you got to have a sense of humor.
Angelo, did Foreman train close to Muhammad, or were
He trained right across the way from us. And we used to spy on him. I used to borrow Howard Bingham's telescopic lens and watch him from behind the hiding spots. We're like little kids, you know, because you don't see nothing in the gym. There's nothing to check, you know. But we had fun. So this is the whole key, you know. People don't realize to excel at what you do, you got to have fun with it. And we always had fun with Muhammad every day. Every day, 19 years, I had fun, you know, so what the hell? This is what it's all about.
Angelo, was the weather a factor in that fight, the heat in the former Zaire?
Well, you got to remember, we trained in Florida, Miami. Muhammad loves the heat. In fact, to this day, Muhammad calls me, he threatens me, he's going to come down and sweat. I says, please do.
Do you think the heat bothered Big George more than it did Muhammad?
Well, no. I just think it was meant to be, you know, it's what happens in boxing. Isn't that a horrible career to have, you know, if somebody out there can lick you? Isn't that tough? I mean, you're a great fighter, and there's somebody out there might do a number on you. The only guy that didn't taste that was Rocky Marciano, God bless him, because he retired undefeated. And another kid from Thailand retired undefeated.
Angelo, looking back on the Rumble in the Jungle, would that fight have happened without the electric-haired man, Don King?
No, he was in the right place at the right time. had the connections, the complexions to give us the right direction. That's what Muhammad used to say about me. Angela got the connections and the directions to give you the right direction. That's right. So we applied it the other way. No, it was meant to be. Don King's a hell of a promoter. He went there and they wanted to name their country a new name, you know, get rid of that Belgian Congo thing, and then name their country Zaire. And Mobutu's a very, very, you know, that Zaire's a big country. And I think it's bigger than the United States. Yeah, big. And this guy ran it. He was a remarkable guy. He used to go all his provinces by helicopter. He was a hell of a man.
Angela, where does the rumble in the jungle rate in the Muhammad Ali legacy?
Well, it's got to be one of the greatest happenings, the changing of a name government. Well, Muhammad, you know, it was a happening any place we ever went. You know, I get letters 10 a week maybe, you know, letting us want pictures and stuff like that. It's remarkable, you know, because here I was with a guy who was a living legend. And in his career now, I'm his fistic voice because the guy can't talk. And I know it breaks his heart. He loved to talk. He loved it because he loved talking to the media. He enjoyed that. And I pride myself with that. I pushed him towards that because if you want to be a superstar, these guys will make you a superstar. And, you know, that's why he was so great with the media. He was the first superstar that did that. Never happened before.
That's the late Hall of Fame boxing trainer Angelo Dundee. With more on the rumble in the jungle, here is VOA's Ted Landfair.
In 1974, fans in Zaire had followed his every move surrounding what came to be called the rumble in the jungle with George Foreman.
Even today, I meet people and they bring up the Ali fight. And they still think the fight is going on. They need to be on my side or Ali. They don't know the fight. It doesn't exist anymore, but you learn great lessons from those defeats. You learn that it's just a day in your life. It shouldn't be taken over. It shouldn't consume you. And it's just a moment. And enjoy every moment.
Boumaye, the crowd shouted. Kill him, Ali. Brutal words for perhaps the world's most famous pacifist. Muhammad Ali won 56 of 61 professional fights in his last two bouts in 1980 and 1981. He was already showing the debilitating effects of Parkinson's disease, the brain disorder that affects muscle control.
Thanks, Ted. That's VOA's Ted Landfair. The year after the epic Ali Foreman fight in 1975, American soul singer Don Covey released his tribute song titled, you guessed it, Rumble in the Jungle. On the 40th anniversary of the big bout, let's give it a listen.
Motherland, yeah. Ali and Foreman, yeah. A showdown to see who would wear, oh yeah, the heavyweight crown, yeah. Andy is caught, he's filled with hope till he chased Ali.
Yeah. Of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a running with cash.
Show me the money.
This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavy